Yeah, well, this is something that it's actually affecting a lot of people. I find it now that the council are inundated with people throwing off all the evictions. They're given a certain amount of time to move out and try and source other accommodation, which is unfortunately not happening at the current time. So then in turn, people are forced to go into emergency accommodation if they're lucky enough. And the same thing there, the council doesn't have enough emergency accommodation. I find it highly disrespectful to the people of Sligo when you see Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael voting against the motion here. We have over 4,000 vacant homes, 2,500 holiday homes. There's no extra money coming in to do compulsory purchase orders on the vacant properties. Do them up and either rent them out or go for affordable accommodation schemes. There's no way people can get on the housing ladder here, unfortunately. So I decided to put in the motion, and again, like I say, unfortunately it didn't pass.
And councillor, did it kind of feel like to you, again, I don't want to put words in your mouth, was it people almost voting along party lines, or though there were reasons cited that, you know, there needs to be incentives for landlords to be getting into the business, and if it's too hard for landlords, it's got the whole market will collapse. Was there any sense in that for you?
Well, if you look at the recent RTB report just before the Christmas, the market is up for landlords. There's over 6% increase, or up to 6% increase, with over 104,000 landlords. I understand sometimes when it's smaller landlords who come down individually, they may be left homes, and that part of it I totally understand. But there are people who are just putting people out of their homes to increase the rent. You can see out in Tubbercurry again, rents are up at 1,400 euros, which is absolutely horrible for families who can't afford it. And again, like I said, in turn, no emergency accommodation for them to turn to. So where are you left to go if you're a young family or you're struggling? So the fact you can see Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael voting here together, similar to what happens in the Dáil, the lies about the 40,000 extra homes coming up for the general election turned out to be completely waffle. 29,000 homes, so they're down 11,000 homes. And I don't think anything is going to get better in the next couple of years under Fianna Fáil or Fine Gael. And hopefully we can get enough people together and try and get a housing protest. It's time we put pressure on the TDs we have to do the job we expect out of them.
And that's kind of it, isn't it, councillor, that regardless, although this motion didn't pass today, it's an issue that you're very passionate about and you're going to keep banging that drum regardless what happens.
Yeah, 100%. That's what I'm put in here for. I think we should all on the left join together and try and get a big housing march or housing protest together. We have, like I said, 4,000 vacant homes in Sligo. It's not something that should be left lying idle. We need extra money for compulsory purchase orders. The only good thing is I heard that the tenant's issue scheme is coming back, so some people who are going through that, where the landlord is willing to sell, the council may be able to get the property for them so they're not left homeless.